Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now. And Wayne, I wonder what wonderful tales of vocabulary embellishment you will regale us with today.
Well, I think we ought to just let it go at that. That was enough words to keep us going for 24 hours or so.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much.
Well, Nikki, ever wonder where Ron got his name?
Sure.
My name?
Sure. Ron Stutz.
Okay.
Well,
you have a fascinating story to go along with this?
God forbid that we go on too long here and offend Nikki's sense of format. But actually, that's what I'm planning to do. Word of the day is rondo. Rondo.
Rondo.
That's what they used to call Ron in high school when he was a poet, you know, back in the beat days. You know, the scarf and the beret and the French cigarette and the strong coffee, and that was Ron. No, seriously, guys, seriously.
You're the poet in my heart.
The word of the day is rondo, R-O-N-D-E-A-U. There's a bit of a departure from the way Ron spells his name. R-O-N-D-E-A-U, rondo. As I said, I thought I'd share with you some words here that are all about poetry. Right. And there's the first one. Rondo, a poem of 13 lines, although, you know, in good literary fashion, there are always exceptions to the rule. There can be rondos of differing lengths. I thought, Ron, we'd test your memory. Do you remember a poet named Lee Hunt, 19th century poet?
No.
He does not.
Was he around then?
So, that's what I only implied it, Nikki. I didn't actually say it.
Well, Wayne was in high school during that time, but, you know.
He's the guy who wrote a little rondo called When Jenny Kissed Me. That was a biggie back in the day. When Jenny Kissed Me, Lee Hunt's rondo, R-O-N-D-E-A-U. So I won't, Nikki's eyes are glazing over, I can tell, so. Google it and check it out, guys, and add that to your vocabulary of poetics and poetic definitions.
Every time you say rondo, I think of Ronco. Available now from Ronco. Operators are standing by.
And it really, really works.
Set it and forget it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Forget about that.
Apparently
one.
You forgot that.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well,
I have a very short memory.
Totally lost control of this conversation.
It's so normal.
Our time has ended. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right, buddy. See ya. That is Wayne Pond with the Word of the Day on WCHL. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.